This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Ladies and gentlemen, the AL Central, your number one division in all of baseball this year, at least judging by yesterday. I think you'd have to say. What a day. What a banner day. Did you find yourself, Kenny, chanting?
No,
for the AL Central, SEC fans?
No chanting. There was no chanting going on. Boy, that really threw me off there, didn't it? I thought you were just going to go, Ken, did you find yourself watching the game? I was like, yeah. Oh, no, I wasn't chanting anything.
We had it on. I was a little late. I had it on 3 yesterday, and then you had, you know, kind of the way the games were staggered, it was perfect. It was awesome to just have a full day of baseball. I know there was one thing in particular Kenny was not happy about in the very first game of the day between Detroit and Houston. Meanwhile, we'll get to that in a second. Detroit! Victorious, setting the tone very early, and this had Mitch panicked. He was a panicky Pete. As the Tigers have been the hottest team in baseball, they jumped out to that 3-0 lead. It looked a little shaky for their bullpen once Skubal handed it over. And next thing you know, the Astros had some traffic on the bases, but the Tigers were able to handle the threat. They win it 3-1, and now they are on the brink of moving on. Kansas City, 1-0, blanking the Baltimore Orioles. Did that surprise you, Kay, to see the teams in the Guardians division have this incredible playoff start?
A little bit, yeah, especially with the Tigers going on the road and getting the win on the road there. Again, Skubal was great, but for them to go down there where it's just a weird atmosphere, I don't know. I don't think Houston's a great sports town, but, you know, they act like it during those games, so it was...
They are a bigger Astros city than they get credit for.
Oh, yeah, fair enough, I guess.
And it helps that you've been to the
ALCS
7
good for a decade.
Yeah, that too.
And they just haven't been kind of good. They've been extraordinarily
right. I got upset because I saw someone praying in the stands in the 9th inning.
Praying? Yeah.
I go, that's enough.
There were also two
professional sports.
Yeah, two other games.
Was it Joel Osteen?
The Mets. Look at the Mets. Remember they got off to that poor start at the beginning of the year? And everybody was panicking, and Francisco Lindor, oh my God, what has happened? They're up 1-0 on Milwaukee, and the Padres 4-0 over Atlanta. So we have day one in the books. Meanwhile, the Guardians.
Do you find yourself rooting for the Padres?
The Padres? Now, why the Padres?
No, I said that to you last week, and you're like, why? I was like, well, they're a one-sport town.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's a small town. You're like, I don't care. Why do I care? And I was like, all right. Never mind.
Well, they're taking on the Braves. We have a boss here.
Oh, yeah. Keith's a Braves fan. He's a Braves fan.
So I got to watch what I say about that.
Say exactly what you want to say about the Braves.
Oh, I can't. I get worried about
it. Say they should change their name.
You know how
start
I feel
that.
About that. That's been a long-standing discussion during the breaks on this show. 100 straight days we've talked about that.
100 days, 100 Braves.
Stephen Vogt has had to watch all this. They're doing their simulated games back here in Cleveland, but guys are fired up and, you know, no anxiety here. They are ready to roll.
I don't think there's any anxiety. There's just excitement. This is going to be a blast. We have an opportunity to make a run at a World Series. It's what we've talked about since day one of spring training. Our guys have been working for this. We've been built for this, and we feel really good about where we are. And so I'd say it's more excitement than anything else.
Do you just have a gut feeling, Kenny, on having to wait? Watching all this stuff, having to wait. We wanted to buy so bad.
The late, great Tom Petty said it was the hardest part.
It is. Doesn't it kind of seem brutal waiting?
Yeah.
It's like it's a good thing we got the bye. Can't be eliminated if you don't play. So you're in the ALDS. We've got the times, too, right? Yesterday?
I believe so.
9:15 last night, they sent the time, so we know when we're...
It is 1 o'clock on Saturday.
1 o'clock on Saturday, then they're off on Sunday, and then on Monday, looks like it's going to be a 4:08 first pitch in Cleveland.
And I will hold them to that 08.
Oh, you better. Yeah, no messing around.
Well, the Yankees are at 6:38. They're not at the 8:38 time. That's surprising.
Yeah.
Pointing that out.
Mitch has got to carve out some time. Meanwhile,
it's a full day of baseball for Mitch.
I'll be here in the studio doing the Guardians postgame show.
Here you go.
Boom. Along with Jake Volnick.
Boom.
Good. That's good. We will continue to make sure.
Are you going
to
be on the air?
Are you going to be doing the Yankees postgame show?
No, it's all off air.
I'm saying, is he working or are
Finally, an opportunity.
Are you hosting the Guardians postgame show?
Yeah, Jake and I are co-hosting the Guardians postgame show.
It's going to make you come down.
Mitch is in the north bathroom.
Yes.
Jake is in the south bathroom.
It's tough to hear. Communication's going to be a premium.
The Yankees just always find a way to involve themselves in everything with baseball. It bothers me to my very core. Like, Michael Kay is not bad, but I turned on the TV yesterday, and Michael Kay is doing the play-by-play, and I'm like, damn it, guys, I'm sick and tired of it. And even our own coverage of Guardians baseball, we got a Yankee fan on the air. That's excellent.
Half-ass.
Are you going to be wearing the Yankees hat? We'll get to that later. Meanwhile, a lot of speculation. What are the Guardians going to do with that rotation? Looks like spots one... Spots two, we just went over those games, are solidified with Bybee and Boyd. But what happens in game three? Here's Mandy Bell on the Afternoon Drive Show.
I think right now a lot of it depends on Alex Cobb because they really do seem to be trying to get him back in time. And Vogt was very specific when he said that they're trying to get him to start. Now, he doesn't have too much time to build up that pitch count. His sim game that was on Sunday was 30-some pitches, which isn't a lot. So you would have him then pitch again on Friday. That would then line him up for game three, if that's what they're shooting for. So maybe that is part of the plan, and you just have him open or just see what he can handle. And I don't know if the plan for that game three of having Cobb open would be to have Gavin Williams then come out and handle some of the innings after that, like they were going to try on Sunday before the rain got in the way.
So the simulated game is going to be obviously a big deal for them and trying to figure this out. It does mean that, man, those first two games are going to be very, very crucial. That they get, not only that they get those leads, the bullpen does exactly what they're supposed to be. You have normal games, don't have like a 15-inning marathon, because that game three right now very much in the air and could dictate the rest of the series. I mean, it really could.
Got to watch his fingies. Is that what the whole problem is his fingers and the blisters?
Blisters, man. You got to get them built up.
Got to build that callus.
When she said Gavin Williams, how comfortable are you right now?
Okay, I'm actually, for whatever reason, kind of comfortable. Even though he's had a shortened, because of injury, up and down season.
Yeah, he had almost a month ago, he had that Dodgers game where he got shelled immediately and couldn't make it through the first inning. And then after that, he settled down a little bit, gave up 3 earned runs against the Rays, 2 against Minnesota, went 5 2/3, finished on a high note against St. Louis.
Well, he might be this long reliever platoon type of thing now. And she did go into that not having him pitch on Sunday really kind of changes how they were thinking using him going forward. But, I mean, maybe it's an Alex Cobb, Gavin Williams co-produced game. Right.
You seriously wonder, and again, a lot of it has to do, too, what happens in those first two games? How much do you have to go into your bullpen, you know, on those days? Obviously,
well, it's just a good thing you're staggered.
You get a day off after game one and day off after game two.
So, man, think about the advantage of that. I mean, that first game, if you can get – when you get to the bullpen, I mean, you could feasibly rely on Class A to go 2 innings. I mean – if you need to, right?
As a bullpen game, I think that's fantastic.
Well, I'm just saying your first game, if they just can get to a lead. I mean, we know their record with a lead is like the best in baseball.
Still, how often have we seen them go 2 innings? We've seen it once this year, I think, where it was an extra inning game. They brought him back out for the 10th. But, you know, Vogt does use him in the 9th, even if they don't have the lead.
Yes.
And goes, hey, well, at Kate least Smith. Don't let them extend anything on us.
I mean, Cade Smith's another one. Could he go two innings?
Gattis has been pretty good out of his role. They've got four guys in the bullpen that if we can get it to the sixth, you feel pretty good.
But there's going to be a lot riding on that. A
lot of confidence in all those.
That simulated game. That's it for about last night.
Outstanding as always.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.